I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's that time of the week, time of the day, Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu is with us this morning. Good morning, Mayor Wu.
Good morning. Did you guys have a nice weekend?
Oh, man. Mine Fantastic. Was great. What do you think, Ted? Was your okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, loved yeah. it.
We always have a great weekend. We do. We make it a rule. How about you?
Very nice.
What do you do for this beautiful
Very
weekend?
Packed. Uh-huh. Well, it was a packed weekend. We started with the 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at the Epic Center. Firefighters from all across the state and even out of the state came here to, again, do a memorial of the 343 firefighters who died in 9/11. So that was really special. They also have a traveling authentic 9/11 exhibit that will be at the Kansas Firefighters Museum. So I really encourage people to go there because they brought it out during the event, but it will be here in Wichita until November. Then after that, we went to the Wichita, Kansas Temple groundbreaking. That is for the Church of Latter-day Saints. Then after that, went to the Kansas State Fair and had the opportunity to showcase a Hereford from Little River. So thank you to the young people from 4-H, Josie, who was helping me and teaching me how to do that, and had the opportunity to just walk around the state fair again and finished up the night at Jubilee, a great fundraiser for the Sedgwick County Zoo. And then yesterday had the opportunity to help just fundraise for PBS Kansas. Obviously, that's our public television station. They just produced a new documentary called Great Women of Kansas, and it will re-air again on Channel 8 on Thursday at 7 p.m. So highly encourage people to do that and watch that documentary from Chris Frank.
You had a very busy weekend. Mine was not nearly that busy. I just sit around and think of something to do. I guess I should have called you and figured out how to stay busy.
You can always join me. You can always join me.
Oh, I don't think you want me along. Listen, so tomorrow at this council meeting, we're going to talk about parking again. Is that correct?
That is correct. As you remember, last month we halted all of the purchasing of equipment so that we could get better feedback from the community. And since then, there have been multiple town hall meetings, special presentations to groups around downtown. And this is going to be brought back to the council tomorrow as simply a report card. Basically, what they have gathered over the last month since we halted things. And from there, we will hear all the different types of opportunities moving forward. As you know, I've mentioned this in the past, but parking in general, whether it's parking in the downtown core or parking in East or West Wichita, parking is not free. It is absorbed by somebody. Sometimes it's the landlord, sometimes it's the tenant, and sometimes it's the user. So we need to figure out who should be paying for parking. I know that I've heard from several community members who say, I've never even been downtown, and I don't feel like I should be paying for parking for people to go to downtown Wichita. So we have to take that into consideration, as well as the folks who live, work, or even play downtown. Whom should truly be paying for downtown parking? And really, it's about the maintenance of parking. Obviously, this conversation has been presented over multiple years, and now we're wanting to be even more intentional about how to move forward together.
Is there any hurry to get this done? I mean, I would perceive that we haven't done it for a long time. Is there any big hurry to get it done, or do we have any federal grants or anything that are involved?
There are no federal grants that I'm aware of that are involved, so there's not a hard deadline other than the one from a contract that we signed back in June. But because we halted things in August, that, again, there's no moving forward deadline until we get more information from staff. So for folks that have asked, is it January 1st? The answer is no, it's not January 1st until we get more of these options from staff.
Anything else going on?
Did you eat anything good at the fair?
I had a pronto pup.
Ooh, there
classic.
You go. Did you see the pig races?
No, but I got to see one of the sheep being born and then had its opportunity to stand on its fore. So that was really special. I love seeing the young people that go out to the state fair. I think it's so important for us folks in Wichita to go out and support the Kansas State Fair, connect to how your food is produced all across the state of Kansas, and have a really better appreciation of what a wonderful state we have. And so I always encourage people to go out to the state fair. And I actually got to see little May from afar. So that was neat also.
Little May? What is that?
Yeah, from KWCH. Ross Jansen's dog, May.
The weather dog.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It wouldn't allow you to pet the darn thing?
I didn't get that close because there was such a long line.
Okay.
The line to see May is always quite extensive.
Somebody from Channel 10 told me the dog has fleas. Now, that could be just a rumor.
Now, don't start rumors like that.
Right. Did you ride Ye Old Mill?
Ye Old Mill.
No, I did not. But again, the state fair is happening all this week.
That's
so
true.
I think today is the $1 to get in.
Mm, yeah. What about the butter sculpture?
That was neat. She was still finishing up the butter sculpture itself. So that was neat to continue watching her do her work.
Okay. The butter, you don't know what it is, though, right? She's still shaping up. All right.
Well, it's a big cow, and there is a sunflower as well. So,
All right.
She's still finishing it up when we were there, so it was neat to see. But I do have something to say about this upcoming weekend, and I really want encourage people to come out.
Tell us.
So this upcoming weekend on Saturday, September 14th at 10 a.m., we will have our third Unity in the Community. This is a walk around neighborhoods all across Wichita to be peacemakers, to remind people that there are resources to connect, especially our youth with, so that they don't get into these types of crimes where there's youth violence. And so Unity in the Community will be held up at Evergreen, which is by 25th and Arkansas, on September 14th at 10 a.m. And there will be free food. So we really encourage neighbors to come together, walk with us, and really be ambassadors of peace.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us, as always, and we'll check with you again next week. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu with us this morning. By the way, Ted, speaking of the fair, Saturday night at 6 p.m., U.S. Senator Roger Marshall is going to do a live town hall meeting with people asking questions and so forth. And it's there at the Kansas State Fair Encampment Building. And the host moderators will be you and me. Steve and Ted will be there.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, that's huge.
That'll be a huge draw. That's even more, probably a bigger attraction than the pig races. But that'll be, we'll have a good session there at 6 o'clock on Saturday night with Senator Marshall at the Kansas State Fair Encampment Building. How about that?
All right.
Steve and Ted in the morning now. Seven.
Grand event.
7:41 with Steve and Ted coming up. The Wichita Business Journal update today. A national cooking company has brought its cookies to Wichita.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.